Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm one of the analysts here with Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Welcome to today's morning brief update video from Friday, January 20th, 2023. We'll go ahead and hop right into the performance we saw yesterday. It was a mostly red day for a lot of the names we look at, starting with Russell 2000 and the Nasdaq Composite, each down just under a percent or so. Leading the way to the upside was crude oil and gold, each up 1.02%. With that said, we did see some technical developments, although it was a rather muted day, starting with the Russell 2000 RUT. Small cap representative here reversed back down into a column of O's on its default chart. Now sits one box above the middle of its trading band here. Looking at where we reversed back down off of, though, pretty significant 1900 level. Dates back to resistance from November as well as September of 2022. So some pretty significant levels for the Russell 2000. Look to be putting in place some pretty constructive action there with two consecutive buy signals and returning to a positive trend to flip the calendar year into 2023. So this reversal back down certainly places some short-term doubt that is for the validity of this rally as we entered the new year. Moving over into the Nasdaq Composite, also mentioned it as one of the losers over the last day. Taking a look here at the index, reversed back down into a column of O's, now sitting similarly to the Russell right there towards the middle of its trading band on its default point and figure chart. This reversal serves as a failure of a test of its bearish resistance line as it moved to 11,300, would have brought it back into a positive trend here. From here, we have some pretty significant level of support at 10,300, probably going to look to put in place some basing around the middle of the trading band, get a reversal back up. That reversal would put us back into a positive trend at 11,300 if we were able to get to that level, post a second consecutive buy signal as we've moved into 2023. Kind of a technical development that hasn't quite happened yet, but one to certainly keep your eye on, that being PT SPX here, or percent positive trend for the S&P 500. Measures the percentage of stocks that that are currently sitting in positive trends here. So we currently have a reading of 58 on the chart, but as you can see, last reading of 63.42, three box reversal method would be fulfilled with a move to 64% here. So certainly something to watch out for, kind of just this level that we've topped out on throughout 2022, 66 and 68%. We have never gotten up to 70% in 2022, besides falling through it in the month of January. So if we can put in place like a higher bottom here, that'd be a positive sign for the S&P 500. From an individual stock perspective here, we saw Netflix report earnings with yesterday's action. This 3 for 5 ranks in the top portion of that internet sector matrix there. And with as of at least the time of this recording here, sitting at a reading of around $337. So all things equal, we should get a reversal back up with today's action, sitting there at resistance at 336. It wasn't a great earnings day for Netflix in terms of their EPS there, but they did show a net gain in subscribers, which is certainly a positive for this tech giant here. So they're at 336, kind of support there at the middle of the trading band at 300, as well as the bullish support line at 276. One other thing to mention here is taking a look at yesterday's report in terms of the recent rally has been kind of fueled by these laggards. So it's certainly could be prudent to take a look at your portfolios, take a look at some of your tech names, your discretionary names, see if there's any that have really rallied up. A couple examples being Walt Disney and Meta. You've got Walt Disney breaking back into a positive trend, but still looks pretty technically weak there. So an opportunity to trim or sell on a rally there. And likewise for Meta platforms there, looks pretty constructive off the bottom, but still what we would consider a name to avoid. So, recent rallies provided some decent opportunities for other known names, Amazon, Salesforce, PayPal, to take a look at. Always remain on top of those holdings there. But with that said, I'll go ahead and wrap up. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Monday.